Welcome to The Gift of Grace with Phil Giliotti and Stephen Garchar. The Gift of Grace is a program where we read and teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah. And now, here's your host, Phil Giliotti and Stephen Garchar.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. This is Phil Giliotti here with my good friend Stephen Garchar.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing this evening?
Real good.
It's good to be back here with you.
Always good to be here on Sunday night.
Yes.
Teaching God's Word and reading and
proclaiming the truth.
Proclaiming the truth.
In a world that is not in truth.
Through the darkness.
Yes.
And tonight we have a special show.
We do? Oh, yeah, we do.
Periodically we have a special show. So, we have a special guest with us tonight. And I forget his name. No, just kidding. His name is Eric Carpenter. And if you've been listening to our show for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years or so, you may remember that we've done some shows with Eric the last 3 or 4 summers, and we're going to have him tell you why we're doing the show at this particular time. But Eric is an awesome spirit-filled believer who is very involved in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. Yes, radio audience, there actually are charismatic Catholics who are born-again spirit-filled believers, and we're going to have him explain all this to you, but the reason he's on now is to tell us a little bit about the renewal that has been going on in the Catholic Church since 1967, and more specifically, a conference that's coming up here in the Cleveland area in a couple of weeks' time called Father Make Us One, which is a terrific title.
Amen.
And I think Steve and I did a couple of shows on getting rid of the bickering and dissension among denominations. And
you think it's helped?
Jesus's high priestly prayer that we all may be one.
Exactly.
But we're going to bring Eric in now, and we're going to have him, you know, just say what's on his heart and say what he wants to say about the renewal and about the conference. So let's welcome Eric Carpenter.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hi.
Glad to be here with you guys again to talk about Catholic Charismatic Renewal, and particularly about our Catholic Renewal Ministries Conference. That is going to be coming up on Friday, July 17, and Saturday, July 18. So it's only a couple of weeks away. And I might introduce that by telling you a little bit about myself, I guess, quickly, and then about Catholic Renewal Ministries, and then about our conference. I am a member of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. I'm a cradle Catholic, and like a lot of other Catholics, my faith was more a matter of my head rather than my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that old Vatican, I grew up in the pre-Vatican II church.
Mm-hmm.
I was 21 in 1965 when the Vatican II conference was going on, which mm-hmm. I believe went from 58 to 63. I guess that was, so 65 would have been after that had concluded.
Well, it just ended.
But it just ended. But in any case, in 1960, one of the comments made by Pope John the 23rd, while he was still alive, was that he believed that the Vatican II conference was a new chance for a new springtime in the church.
Mm.
And, you know, theologically, that started to happen, and a lot of cardinals opened their hearts mm-hmm. and their minds to the service of the Holy Spirit, and they proclaimed and wrote some amazing things that are still there in the documents from that conference.
I read a story, I don't know if it's true, maybe you know if it's true or not, that at the time he decided to proclaim the conference, he brought, you know, some important cardinals and leaders and so forth, and put him in a room, and it was summertime, and he closed all the windows and closed all the shutters, and it was really hot inside there. And then after he came in and said hello, he went over to the windows and opened up the windows and threw the shutters open and said, "It's time for the Holy Spirit to blow through the church."
I can believe that really happened. Here's a little quote that I have from him. He said, "The charismatic renewal is born of and sustained by the wondrous outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our day as by a new Pentecost."
Mm.
This is John the 23rd, who died in 1963. So mm-hmm. this was spoken probably about 4 years before that event really took place. And that event occurred in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a weekend retreat by students from Duquesne University. And one of the participants in that retreat, her name was Patty Mansfield. She, at the time, she was an undergraduate French major at Duquesne. And she went on this weekend, and she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Only she didn't know what to call it at the time. She was just interested in receiving more of God. She was a she was not a cradle Catholic. She had joined the church. I think her family joined the church somewhat after after that time. But in any case, she was growing in her faith when she was at Duquesne, and she started. You know, she got involved with this group. I forget the name of her. Her campus group, but in any case, they made this weekend retreat, and the leaders of that retreat were people who had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they had been led into this by some Protestant believers, Protestant Christians.
They had read the cross and the switchblade.
They had read the cross and the switchblade. I think the leader of that group was a woman who was Episcopalian, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
and in any case. Patty Mansfield has become a leader in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, has been ever since 67. And in 2002, she came to Cleveland to the conference, the same Catholic Renewal Ministries conference that we're going to be holding again this year. And I was invited by some friends to go to that conference. And I heard Patty start to talk about what was happening to her at Duquesne in 1967. And reflecting on the fact that in 1967, I was a graduate student at University of Wisconsin at Madison. And,
so you were anti-establishment protesting?
Actually, no. Well, I was protesting the war in Vietnam, but I was no I was no campus radical.
Okay.
I was just a I was just a green kid from Wisconsin who was learning about higher education and trying to do graduate work in English, and I, that went up pretty well. But I was also becoming very disillusioned with a lot of things in American culture and society, and becoming. You know, pretty angry about what was happening in Vietnam and the part our country had played in all of that. And so, I just, you know, that juxtaposition of what happened to her and what happened to me about the same time really started to get into my heart. So I thought, I got to find out more about this. So I bought her book called As by a New Pentecost, which talks about all of this. And it grabbed me. And I began to realize that I really didn't know the Lord in my heart. You know, it was that my faith was shallow. And not only that, but I began to understand how desperate I was for a release from some long-time work-related tensions and so forth. So I was very powerfully drawn into renewal. I read I'm a retired librarian at this point, so I've been a reader all my life and read a whole series of books.
I have some overdue library books, and I just give those to you when we're done.
One real powerful one that probably many listeners to this program know is the Cross and the Switchblade. It was one of the first ones I read, and then I read They Speak with Other Tongues, and you know some of those books, and as well as Patty's book, and you know all of it was laid out in those books about how God comes and touches people, and the Holy Spirit changes people, and they start praying in tongues, and they start being around people for whom miracles are happening, and maybe even God uses them to have some miracles.
Amen.
So in any case, that just set my life on fire. So I became very enthused about all of this, and so got drawn into working with Catholic Renewal Ministries, and at this point I'm the secretary for the organization, which is no big deal, except I get to take minutes and go to a lot of meetings, and I go to various prayer meetings, including one at your house, Phil, which is wonderful and ecumenical, and you know, and I go to some other prayer meetings around the diocese, including one in my home parish in Oberlin. What we are, you know, we are Catholics that are fans of the Holy Spirit.
Literally.
And we like to see people get as excited about the things of God as they do about the Cavaliers, you know. Or maybe even more, because you never lose with the Holy Spirit, you know.
And I don't know if you're planning to go into this, but I think it's interesting that during the 20th century, which is commonly called the century of the Holy Spirit, by, you know, people like that we hang around with, not like by normal people. But, you know, the 20th century was a whole century of renewal, and
it
touched every denomination.
It really did.
Every denomination. And, you know, starting in, you know, New Year's Day of 1901 and going forward, over the course of time, the Catholic Renewal, as you mentioned, started in 67. Many of them started the first decade of the 20th century. Then during the 20s, there were many. And as time went on, every denomination was touched. And it's, of course, a good thing. But then in some places, of course, there was also tension between the people who were involved in this renewal and the people that weren't involved in the renewal within the same denomination. So I don't know if you were planning to talk about that, but it's an interesting observation.
The little thing I'd throw in about the early part of the 20th century was, you know, Pope Leo XIII, who was Pope in 1900, issued a pastoral letter on the Holy Spirit, or he did something about it. And this attracted the attention of a nun whose name was Sister Elena Guerra. And Sister Guerra wrote to him and said, the Holy Spirit wants to do something powerful in this new century, and you need to proclaim it, that this is so.
Wow.
And she wrote him a couple of letters, and somehow, for whatever reason, he took her seriously. So then he wrote an encyclical in which he said this would be the century of the Holy Spirit. He proclaimed it to be so.
That's awesome.
So this was, you know, so in 1899, I think, he said, you know, or in 1900, 1901, the 20th century is the century of the Holy Spirit. But as a matter of fact, as we know, the Holy Spirit did not make a huge appearance in the Catholic Church until 67 years later.
Yes. I've been involved in doing some work with the renewal in Mexico City, and there was a interesting thing there that happened in 1912, where a woman who had a word from the Lord, had a word from the Holy Spirit, that she was supposed to go to the front of this particular church and wait there for a streetcar to go by. And off of the streetcar, there was going to come a priest. I can't remember his name, but she was supposed to tell the priest that the church needs to be renewed through the power of the Holy Spirit, like it was at the time of Pentecost. And so she faithfully did, and she went and stood there, and the streetcar stopped, and this priest came out, and she went in and told him as he was getting off the streetcar, and he was, of course, kind of taken aback, but he said to her, come on inside and let's talk some more. So they went inside the church, and she, being inspired by the Spirit, kind of led this guy into renewal types of things that we know of as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, actually prayed over him. He was filled with the Spirit, and a renewal started there in 1912, which didn't really go very far, but it started. Yeah, it started. Yeah.
It started. Yeah. Yeah. I think there are other stories out there like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no claim, I don't think, that Duquesne weekend necessarily was the beginning. It certainly wasn't the beginning in the Christian church.
But it was a huge turning point.
It was a huge turning point. Yeah, absolutely. So in any case, we, you know, Catholic Renewal Ministries, I'd like to say a little bit about our organization. We are the presence of the Charismatic Renewal in the Diocese of Cleveland. Like most other phenomena in the Catholic Church, the Charismatic Renewal is organized by diocese, and the bishop normally appoints a liaison that represents him between the institutional church and the renewal as a movement in the church. And that liaison, those liaisons, most of them in the country, or many at least, are priests, and ours is Father Robert Franco, and he's the pastor of St. Peter's Parish in North Ridgeville, and also the bishop's liaison. So he's and our renewal is led by what's called a general service committee. That's the pattern in the renewal in dioceses all around the country. I think it's the same throughout, you know, in every part of the Catholic world in any case. But anyway, the general service committee, and you know, our leadership role is just simply to serve and to promote, you know, the life of the Holy Spirit and devotion to the Holy Spirit in the diocese. And to do this, we are organized in prayer groups. And then we also hold this annual conference every year, and I'm the secretary. And we have monthly meetings. Our location is actually we have a set of offices up in the Catholic Seminary called the Center for Pastoral Leadership in Wycliffe, and that's where we have our monthly meetings. So every summer we have this conference, and it's a wonderful event, and it's we bring in speakers from the outside, you know, outside the Cleveland area. And then we also have Father Franco always gives usually the keynote address. Mm-hmm. And then we usually invite one of our bishops And that's become kind of the pattern. And then we're having our 33rd annual conference this year. This all started, our conference has started in 1982 in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the 33rd consecutive one. So this has been going on for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's conference, should we talk about that a little bit? Let's go into that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the 33rd annual conference. And the theme is Father, Make Us One. Celebrating the healing power and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the theme is about unity. And the idea, the National Service Committee, which is the U.S. leadership group for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in the United States, has promoted this as the Year of Unity. Unity among prayer groups, you know, within our denomination, but also trying to foster unity among ethnic groups. You know, the Catholic Church bridges, you know, ethnic communities. There are significant numbers of Hispanic, mm-hmm. you know, the Hispanic part of the renewal in the world, mm-hmm. and the Christian renewal is huge,
mm-hmm.
And very, very powerful and significant, especially in Latin America,
huge,
Central and South America.
Yes.
And Phil, you know more about that than I do because you've seen it. You've been to Mexico mm-hmm. a lot. But in any case, we are starting in our own diocese to, there is a, we have a Hispanic representative on our service committee now named, Roberto Santiago, who's from Cleveland, actually was born in Chicago, and he's a wonderful member of our group, and we, devoted our CRM, biennial retreat this year to, you know, the theme of unity, and we invited a leader from Pablo Bayono is his name. He's basically grew up in Puerto Rico, or was born in Puerto Rico and grew up in the greater New York area, I think in New Jersey. And he came in and led, you know, our retreat, and he was on fire. It was wonderful, you know. He gave a really Roberto gave a wonderful prophetic prophecy about unity mm-hmm. and power in a new wave of revival in the Cleveland area. He had mm-hmm. a prophetic vision that was, you know, electrifying. So unity is what this conference
which many
is about.
Which many other people have gotten words from the Lord over the last few years that revival was going to break out in the Cleveland area. And I actually personally know four people who are pastors in California who moved here because they want to be part of that revival.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things that gives me hope with all of this, especially seeing the new unity between Hispanic, you know, charismatics and Anglos, is the fact, you know, reflecting briefly on the fact of Azusa Street.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The interracial
factors
that were going on there, as you know, most listeners will recognize, this was basically a heavy concentration of African Americans in a very Latino Mexican area,
absolutely.
Los Angeles, and there were Anglos participating, and it was like that for about 3-4 years.
Oh yeah, I love reading about Azusa.
Yeah,
Street.
It's wonderful. So,
but we're coming up on a break. Remember, check out giftofgraceministries.org. We'll be right back.
There is a cry from the depths of our hearts, heaven come down. We'll not be silenced, can't be contained. The cry of a people, a priesthood, a nation, called by your name. Just
listening to The Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back to The Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. Steve and I are here with our friend Eric Carpenter, and we're going to let him talk in a minute, but Steve, go ahead.
I've been out of the conversation a little bit.
Yeah. Who are you again?
Who am I? I don't know. Some co-host that comes up here every once in a while and fills in when you need somebody to talk to.
No, you're one of the executives of Gift of Grace.
Oh, that's right. I'm one of the executive members of the Gift of Grace.
That's why you get the big bucks.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Stockholders.
You know, as you guys were talking about the renewal and how it started and, you know, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the 19th century, you know, it's interesting because recently we've been doing a number of shows from Acts 10 and 11 talking about Cornelius and Peter and how the Holy Spirit, God pours out the Holy Spirit in full measure on the Gentiles. And it wasn't just for the Jewish people. It was for all of us Gentiles. And what's interesting is that as the renewals have begun and God continues to pour out his Holy Spirit on people, especially in the 20th century, you see that there's groups of people that he starts with, but it's not just for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't, as a church, we can't go back to dividing up denominations and going, well, you can't get the Holy Spirit or you can't get the Holy Spirit because you're Episcopalian or you're Catholic or you're Protestant or you're Baptist. You know, that's sometimes what we get into.
Oh, yeah.
In ministry is you see these divisional pockets of that's mine and it's not, it's God's.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's a great, testament to the work of the Holy Spirit as to the conference being the 33rd annual conference this year and just how God continues to, I think pour out his Holy Spirit and just bless the people.
Mm.
Because God's mercy and God's love is greater than, you know, anything.
Yeah. Amen.
And Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. And, you know, when we think back to Pentecost and, you know, he says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit who's going to remind you of all that I taught you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to lead you in all truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we often we talk about, you know, Peter, about what happened on Pentecost and that awesome, you know, homily he gave that, you know, brought in 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So when you see somebody preaching and 3,000 people get saved, you know it's not the preacher, you know it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's a pretty good harvest there in a short amount of time.
Exactly. And I really think that's what we need. You know, we need as a people of God, we need to come back to that and really humble ourselves before God so that God can bring in that harvest of souls.
Yeah.
And
we should talk about that next week.
Yeah. And these conferences are an excellent way of inviting people in to experience that baptism of the Holy Spirit, that embracing, encompassing love of God that transcends our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as St. Paul talks about.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're preparing for this conference on July 17th or 18th, I was going to talk about the music ministers, but I think maybe we should talk about the speakers first.
I can talk about the music if you want.
Are you doing music at the conference?
No, they haven't
asked. You playing some minor chords?
I think they only want major chords.
Play his laptop.
That's right. I got CDs too.
Oh. So Eric. Canned music at a live conference?
No, good heavens. Well, we do that at certain home groups when our music minister doesn't show up. Go ahead. Enough levity.
Okay. All right. We do have some great speakers, and we should tell you about them. The first folks to mention are Lloyd and Nancy Greenhaw.
I love them.
And you know
that's
them.
That's all I can say.
You know them even better.
Very, very well. Love them.
You've been on mission with them, right?
Oh yes, yes.
To Mexico, and I was blessed to be able to attend one of their evangelization schools that they did. One of the first ones that they did at Renewal Ministries in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Renewal Ministries being an the leading, really, Catholic Charismatic yes. Renewal organization that operates across the United States and yeah. Canada.
And many countries.
In North America and beyond North mm-hmm. America in a number of nations around the world through yes. its evangelization outreach.
Yes.
And actually, Lloyd and Nancy Greenhaw are part of that outreach. They are country coordinators for evangelization and outreach in several African countries, also in Turkey, Haiti, Samoa, and Papua New Guinea. They go to these countries. They teach catechesis, apologetics, and the new evangelization.
Yes.
The way they always work is they work within the diocesan structure of the Catholic Church and receive an invitation from the bishop in any local, particular local diocese. And what they often will do is they'll go over and they'll basically introduce, you know, the local clergy to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to mm-hmm. charismatic renewal. Some of these priests will already be participants, but often many of them are not. They hold Life in the Spirit seminars for the priests, and then after mm-hmm. that, they mm-hmm. go out into the, you know, into for the harvest together, mm-hmm. and amazing things happen.
Yes.
I've seen videos yeah. That they've shown, and they will show probably a video or two at the CRM conference of them preaching mm-hmm. in outdoor settings mm-hmm. in Africa
yes.
at masses and then having healing services. Yep. And it's like something straight out of the Acts of the Apostles.
Amen.
You know, there are signs yep. and wonders.
Yep.
And I have heard Nancy and Lloyd go on for, you know, a long time mm-hmm. about some of the stories of dramatic healings. I mean, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the lame throwing away their crutches and walking.
Yep.
You know, people who have not walked in years or maybe never, you know, just yeah. just awesome stories. This is the real thing. You know, Jesus is alive. The Holy Spirit Amen. Is the same yesterday, Amen. Today, and forever.
And they are just like the people that we talk about that did the first century evangelism and have done evangelism mm-hmm. through the 20 centuries of Christianity. They're down-to-earth, normal people. They live in Texas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're fun. They're fun to hang
they're
out
fun,
with.
And Lloyd was a Fortune 500 company salesman.
That's a whole other story.
That is a salesman.
If you want to do his testimony, you can go ahead, but it's pretty awesome.
Well, it is awesome. And Lloyd says this in public, so I'll mention it. I mean, the gist of his story is that Lloyd was a Fortune 500 salesman.
Yeah.
He got into trouble with the law.
Yeah.
He found himself in prison. I think it might have been a federal prison.
Yes.
Maybe it was a tax charge. He didn't say what exactly. But he was touched by a fellow prisoner or somebody reached out to him and yes. preached the gospel to him. And he basically, Lloyd gave his life to Jesus and told him,
yeah.
I'll do anything you want. You know, if you get me out of here, I'll be straight. And within, I think it was 2 weeks, it was less than a month,
yeah.
he was out of prison.
Yes.
And, you know, there was the rest of yeah. his life in front
they
of him.
They were living a great lifestyle. In fact, he told me once, I think it was 1988 that this happened, but it was in the, you know, mm-hmm. sort of late 80s. Mm-hmm. And he told me he was making upwards of like $15,000 a month then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they had a house. They had a couple of servants that not servants, but they had a couple of people that worked for them mm-hmm. around the
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, he went to his office one morning and found the FBI there. And he called his wife and said, I won't be home for dinner.
Well, Nancy described herself as a Catholic housewife who was
yes.
basically on a roller coaster to hell
yes,
at that
exactly.
point. You know, yeah. very.
Now, don't give it all away. Save some yeah. for the conference.
So, mm-hmm. in any case, they had a major conversion experience involving the charismatic renewal. Lloyd was born Baptist, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think they started going to Catholic charismatic prayer groups, eventually converted to the church. And, you know, they are amazing, yeah. amazing people. So their people are in for a treat.
I love them.
And they're going to give several talks. I have actually the titles of a couple of their talks here. Let's see. Lloyd is going to talk on Friday night. He's going to give a talk called A Ministry of Reconciliation.
Mm.
And then he will talk about power evangelism. Or rather, power evangelization.
A la John Wimber.
That's right. That's right. Listeners to this program will recognize the reference to one of John Wimber's books called Power Evangelism.
Yeah.
And you know, so it'll be a real treat to
John Wimber, by the way, did travel with some of the members of Renewal Ministries from Ann Arbor, Ralph Martin, Peter Herbeck, and John Wimber did several mission trips together into Europe. So they got to experience John Wimber firsthand.
That's awesome.
I just want to touch base with what you're saying about, you know, the greenhouse is that, you know, that's really in John 14, you know, you see where Jesus says, amen. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. But that whoever believes me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these because I'm going to the Father.
Mm.
Amen.
And this, you know, what you're seeing is really the fulfillment of Jesus' words here because the Holy Spirit was sent.
Mm-hmm.
God pours out the Holy Spirit in full measure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God chooses people to be vessels.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, as baptized believers, we're all, we all have the same Holy Spirit that came upon Jesus in the Jordan.
Amen.
So we're all in this body of believers that God wants to use us in that mighty way.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the times I was at the conference that you're mentioning a few years ago, somebody had a pamphlet on a table that still sticks in my mind that on the cover of it was, there was a whole list of things, but on the cover of, part of a list was, when you are a Spirit-filled believer, you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you recognize the Holy Spirit in other people, regardless of what their denomination is, mm-hmm. so that it leads to ecumenism,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was really cool.
It's true. It is true. Yeah, yeah. I've discovered, you know, I was interested in that, but before I got involved in Renewal, but didn't do much with it, you know. Anyway, I want to mention the other speaker from outside our area, and this is an amazing priest. His name is Father John Gordon. He's a diocesan priest based in the Diocese of Newark, New Jersey. He's a parochial vicar at Holy Family Church in Nutley, New Jersey. He's had a connection with this area before. He's been here in this area, and for several years he was the director of the pre-theologate program at Franciscan University in Steubenville, which is one mm-hmm. of the most powerful Catholic mm-hmm. higher education institutions in the state of Ohio. It's really an amazing place, and there's an annual charismatic conference, and there are a whole series of awesome youth conferences mm-hmm. at Steubenville every summer, which are, you know, ecumenical too, and, you know, Holy Spirit oriented families should send their children there, Catholic or not, you know, because it's an amazing experience.
And every priest should go there for a few days, once a year.
Well, anyway, Father Gordon is actually a priest maker. Let me illustrate what I'm saying. Father Gordon was here in the Cleveland area in 2004. He did a Saturday workshop on the power of Pentecost.
Mm.
And I, at the time, was working at Oberlin College, where I'm now a retired librarian from there, and I invited an Oberlin student to come to this event. And this was his first, he was a faithful Catholic student, but he had never been involved in Renewal before. His name is Jared. And Jared went with me because this was the first event he could attend. And Father Gordon talked about Pentecost and the power of it and, you know, Renewal. And the Holy Spirit showed up to demonstrate what Father Gordon was talking about. And Jared was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Well, on June 28th, which is just 2 days ago now, Jared celebrated his first anniversary as a priest in the Catholic Church.
Wow.
And he spent 5 years, he just got back to Illinois. His home is in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and he's a priest of the Diocese of Rockford, and he just celebrated his first anniversary of his ordination. So, you know, that's awesome. That's the kind of thing that the Holy Spirit is up to, you know, with changing people's lives when they give their hearts to him. So, and Father Gordon was instrumental in that. So, you know, he really is. He's a firebrand, an amazing guy, Mr. You know, Father Pentecost. You know. So, also the other clergy that are going to be there are Reverend Roger Grease, G-R-I-E-S. He's auxiliary bishop of the Diocese of Cleveland, and a you know, a good speaker. I've heard a lot of good things about Father Greece, and he will be with us for the conference. And then also Father Damien Ferenc, F-E-R-E-N-C-E. He's the director of human formation, and he's an assistant professor of philosophy at the Borromeo Seminary in Cleveland. And he's he writes for The Word on Fire, and he preaches retreats and parish missions. And I understand he's very good at reaching youth, kind of a youth-oriented, you know, ministry. We need that. We sure do need that in a big way. You know,
well, Steve does. Steve does a lot of that.
Steve does.
I do some of that.
Some of that, anyway.
A lot of that.
So,
part of that. When he's not busy with Gifts of Grace Ministries business.
In any case, those are the speakers. And let me give you a little bit of the some of the other aspects of the conference. There will be a Mass celebrated on Saturday. There will also be confessions. The sacraments are, you know, going to be offered there. On Saturday night, there will be adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in a, combined with a healing service, and that I think Father Gordon is going to lead, and that should be wonderful, too. We have display tables with books and religious articles on sale always. It's a standard thing. And the cost of this conference is $30 before July 8th.
That's it?
Just $30 a person. Just $30 for Friday night. It starts Friday night from 7 o'clock to 9:30 p.m. Doors opening at 6:15. On Saturday, the 18th of July, it starts at 8:30 a.m. going till 9:30 p.m. and the doors open in the morning at 7:45 a.m. At the door, registration's available at the door for $35 a person, and there's box lunches that are also offered for $6. And there's this is being held at Magnificat High School, which is at 20770 Hilliard Boulevard in Rocky River. And to register, you can actually register online at the Catholic Renewal Ministries website, which is www.crmweb.org. And you can register there online using PayPal, or you can also register by calling this number. And the number is 440-327-1226.
So, you want to give the website again and the number again?
Sure, sure. You can register online at crmweb.org, crmweb.org, or by calling 440-327-1226. And the people doing the registration, their names are Tom and Shirley Fumich, F-U-M-I-C-H. So those are the people that are helping us this year with the registration.
Tell them Eric sent you.
tell them the Gift of Grace sent you.
You might get a special discount, but probably not. Oh, anyway.
Mention Gift of Grace, you get a special discount?
No, I don't think so.
You never know. It could happen.
What, half of 1% discount.
Do we have a table there?
No.
We don't.
Anyway, here's the
break.
Who
do we talk to?
Remember, check out giftofgraceministries.org. We'll be right back.
Of your great name, all condemned, feel no shame at the sound.
Yeshua, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are
high and lifted up, and all the world will praise your great name. Your great name. Your great
listening to The Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back to The Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. Is that an awesome song or what?
That is an awesome song.
Remember, go to WilburMinistries.com and just buy some stuff.
Who sings
that's
that?
On a CD, that's that on a Paul CD Wilbur? Called Your Great Name, which you definitely should buy.
Yes.
So
that's
when you awesome call the song. Office, tell them Phil sent you. You'll get a discount. Very small one. 4 cents off. Anyway, the last segment of the show. Go, Steve.
Now, the question that comes to my mind is, like, are we going to hear music like that at the conference?
Yeah, are we?
Like, are we? Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah. I certainly hope so. I think our group's going to do that.
Awesome.
I think we'll sing your great name.
Ooh.
Yeah. Probably awesome. Like Oceans and Holy Spirit by the Turwaltz and, gosh, some other songs like Come and Fill This Temple. And
ooh, I like that.
Maybe Sweet Wind. And, gosh, what other songs do we?
Roni Roni.
Yeah, we'll do Roni Roni. We'll break that one in this conference. Yeah. maybe, who knows? But anyway, so what kind of music is going to be at the conference?
All kinds of music.
Mr. Carpenter?
Well, according to the friendly flyer for the conference I have in front of me, there's a group called Stephen and the Garchars that is going to be here.
Are they any good?
Also known as the St. Hilary Life Teen Band.
Oh, I've heard about them. They're awesome. I'm not boasting.
And there's two other guys also where music minister is going to be here. Matt Fafrak.
Mm-hmm.
And I Matt was actually playing at one of the Festivals of Praise. It was actually the first one that I attended. It had a powerful effect on me. And then also Denny Carlton, who's pretty well known
Denny
in
Carlton.
Music. Denny Carlton.
Do we know Denny? Oh, yeah, that's right. We do know Denny.
We do He's know the founder Denny. Of this radio show.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Denny. Now we're only joking. You know, I
gets all the royalties.
He does. So I remember the first Life in the Spirit seminar. Actually, my wife and I went to this Cleveland conference back in 1998. Father DeGrandis and Father Hampsch were there. We were baptized in the Holy Spirit. My wife received a spiritual communion, and she wasn't Catholic at the time yet. And we both received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the interesting thing was
it at the conference?
It was at the conference.
Wow.
It was at the conference. And man, it was, I mean, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit there at the conference, it was during the consecration of Mass, and I just felt the presence of God just go from head to toe and just fill me.
Wow.
And amazing. It was just, I mean, it was amazing. And the feeling is really, you try to describe it in words and it's really almost impossible to do, but you feel the embrace of this, just this unfathomable love of God. And it is so encompassing and so overwhelming that it just moves you beyond yourself, if that makes any sense. But, we had gone to this conference, and after the experience of it, we started looking for a church to go to. And I remember calling around and asking if there was a charismatic Catholic church to go to. And well, you speak of Papua New Guinea. There was a missionary priest that was from Papua New Guinea who
you joined the church in Papua New Guinea.
I almost did.
Oh wow!
But he was doing Life in the Spirit seminars in Papua New Guinea, Missionaries of the Sacred Heart. And so we got together with him one night. I told him, I left a message for him and told him what happened. And he said he wanted to get together and talk with me and my wife. So they were looking for a talk on the Father's love. And he said, you're it. And so we went there. Matt was doing music. And then that was the first time I met Matt. And then he used to play at Jerry and Grace's prayer group. And we went to Cosmos and Damon after that. But the second Life in the Spirit seminar that they put on in our area, nobody showed up for the music, and I had my guitar. So I was the music minister.
I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there. So that was my baptism by fire into the
music ministry.
And then Denny, we know Denny from the prayer group and obviously the radio show. So there'll be good, good music, Holy Spirit anointed music, good music ministers.
We're going to have a praise and worship time on Friday night, starting at 7 o'clock. And, Matt will be the, the music worship leader at that point. And Stephen, you're going to be leading
4 o'clock mass,
evening service.
And
okay,
Denny is going to be, Denny's going to be doing the Saturday morning service and Saturday afternoon.
And with Jerry Robel as praise leader on Saturday morning. Okay. Sounds good.
Now, when do I get to do my solo? Is that in there?
You know what? I think you have to talk to the MC about that.
Okay.
I think at 8:30 on Saturday evening.
No, 10:30 on Saturday evening when the lights are out.
That's even better.
Everybody's gone. I want to say one thing about Franciscan University of Steubenville, since we're running out of time. If I know many of you have probably not been there, but that is one place in the world, and there are a handful, where when you park your car and you get out of the car, and you set foot on the ground, you feel this. You feel the Holy Spirit just closing in on you.
Closing in on you, right?
Yeah. And, you know, there's this great Hebrew word, kavod, that means the presence of God is heavy. It's a heaviness. And, boy, that's one of the places where you really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the festivals of praise, you know, once a month down there. So, you know, it's a 2-hour, 50-minute ride or so from our house. But it's worth going to, because when the festival of praise is over, and it's great to see 2,500 college students praising God on a Saturday night.
Amen.
I mean, it's just your typical ordinary college campus.
I actually, that student I was, the Oberlin student I was talking about before, actually went down to Steubenville with me. He went to, it was at the time that Father Gordon was the head of the pre-theologate ministry, but he was gone, as it turned out, that weekend. But Jared went and had an appointment to check that out, you know, as a possibility for going to Steubenville. He didn't do that. He kind of decided to graduate from Oberlin, finish his music. He basically was a music. He was he could be a praise leader, too. He's a percussionist with a degree in percussion performance from Oberlin.
And they are actually even part of the whatever the National Evangelical Colleges thing is called.
Right.
I'm sure they're the only Catholic school in it, but... Anyway, oh no, I hear music already.
I know.
Well, I hope you've had an awesome Lord's Day.
Is there anything you want to add before we sign off, Eric?
Just, you know, remember this is the Catholic Renewal Ministries Conference, Friday, July 17 and Saturday, July 18. You can register online at crmweb.org or by calling 440-327-1226. Come and join us. You'll have a fabulous experience.
And on behalf of Gift of Grace Ministries, Eric, we thank you for being on the show. And we do invite you to come to the Father Make Us One conference Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th at Magnificat High School in Rocky River. And we pray that the Holy Spirit would come upon you as at Pentecost to receive the fullness of God's gift and grace. Amen.
You've been listening to The Gift of Grace with Phil Giuliani and Stephen Garchar. Phil and Steve will be back next week when they will once again teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Thanks and God bless.